The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Right. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Sunday's racing on this edition. And you'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:55pm with Mick Norton, Rory DeLaghi and Mark Slater in the studio. It's Goodwood and Perth domestically. There's also racing over in Ireland from the Curragh, and their feature race is the Listed Silver Stakes. So plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me in the studio is Mr. Stephen Powell. How are you, Stephen?
Very good form, thank you, Mark. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Excellent.
What we'll do is we'll look back on the Oaks. We can't talk about the Derby, unfortunately, because this is recorded prior to the running of the Derby. So yeah, we'll obviously look back at that on tomorrow's edition of the podcast.
Or we could record every possible scenario of outcome.
How much time have we got? Red Galileo getting the better of Australia in the dikes.
Who'd have thought?
What an upset. Hey, if that's true, then I should probably...
Yeah, I'm saying we've just got the forecast in one go.
Anyway, the Oaks went the way of Tagruder.
Yeah.
Getting the better of, running the same colours, Tafasha. But Tagruder went off 5-1. I know that a lot of money came for Aidan O'Brien's Marvellous ahead of the race. But Tagruder's run away a very impressive winner. First classic win for... Paul Hannigan as well.
Yes, and first Oaks win as well for John Godstone. He only needs a Guineas now to complete the full set. Yeah, to be honest, in the end, I know it's easy to sit here in hindsight and say 5-1 was a ridiculous price, but I know I thought that when the betting came up, because she was as short as 5-4 after she won at Newmarket, and I know that she hadn't had the form particularly well advertised by those behind her that day, but she'd beaten them very easily. She was bred to improve for the step up in trip, and I think she's done that. And in the end, was a comfortable winner. Beautiful filly, only her third start, and I think that she could be a very, very decent decent individual, and hopefully going forward we'll see her maybe win the Irish Oaks and then take on the boys later on in the season. I mean, to be honest, on breeding, the St. Ledger would not be a bad target for her. Dan was a 1.6 winner, and through her dam, she's related to Estimate and Inzelli, who have obviously both won the Ascot Gold Cup. So, and John Godstone obviously has won the Ledger several times. So, yeah, very, very impressive, I thought. And pleased for Hannigan, pleased for John Godstone, because he's a gentleman as well. And all in all, I thought it was a good result.
Yeah, she travelled superbly well through the race and
beautifully,
nicely,
and she did well considering that she was just set alight a little bit at the top of the hill when one of the other runners bumped into her. But Hannigan quickly just got her back on an even keel, and when he was sort of tanking up to the front, he kicked on, and the others never looked like they were going to get nearer.
Yep, Hamdan Al-Maktoum's Tafasha came through late in the day to nab second to complete a 1-2 for the owner. Volume was a close third, and Inchilla in fourth. And from what I'm reading here, Volume and Inchilla are going to be aimed at the Curragh later on.
Yeah, Inchilla was an unlucky fourth, I think, there as well, because she did well to get a run at all from her position coming into the straight when she was last. And I think with a clear, uninterrupted run, she may well have possibly been second, which I think echoes comments that the trainer made after the race. Volume plugged on well, having set a fairly moderate gallop, whilst Tafasha looks a little bit one-paced for me. She did grind it out pretty well, but she's a half-sister and closer related to Galileo Rock, who was third in the Derby last year, and Sadler's Rock, who obviously has won over 2 miles too in the Donny Cup, so she may well be better with a little bit more yardage as well. But all in all, I think it would turn to be a good race. Marvellous, disappointing, could never really... hold a position. She was already being niggled along at the top of the hill, and Joseph O'Brien said afterwards she was the first beat. Obviously, 12 days after winning the Irish Guineas on really bad ground, probably finds the race a little bit too quick for her. I think she was sort of beaten too early to really take any strong views about trip and that sort of thing. But otherwise, all in all, as I say, a pretty good result. I think it'll turn out to be a fair renewal of the race.
Yeah, looks like they're blaming the Irish 1000 Guineas for Marvellous performance as well.
Yeah, they have done it before. O'Brien had the Irish 1000 Oaks double with Imagine.
Yes.
But yeah, it's 12 days to win two classics is a difficult task.
Okay. Anything else stand out to you at Epsom on Friday?
I thought Farage was quite an impressive performance in the handicap for Roger Varin and Andrea Razzini. And I'd be surprised if he is not competing maybe at group or listed level before long with decent ground, at least Farage. I know he's got some form in those sorts of races, but he really did lengthen really well there. I was quite impressed by him. And the David O'Meara horse, who won the 7 furlong listed race, who just held on from Parbold, the race after the Oaks.
That is the spirit.
That is the spirit, yeah. Just having a mental block there. That is the spirit. Just held on from Parbold, but I don't personally think it was an overly great ride from Danny Tudhope. And the horse still managed to hold on. And I think maybe back on a more conventional track, we'll see a more impressive performance from him. I think flattered, Parbold was flattered to get so close to him in the end.
Yeah, and I like how they've campaigned that is the spirit. They've been very patient. They went from maiden, then a handicap, now a listed race.
Yeah, they're just moving up. So hopefully the next race, all being well, will be the Jersey at Royal Ascot.
Yeah.
As I say, a more conventional course will help him.
Okay, what did you make of French Navy's win in the Diamond?
Pretty good, actually, to be honest. Charlie Appleby afterwards said that he thinks the horse handles decent ground, but he's better with cutting the ground. And I thought, well, if you can do that, you know, win that so well on good to firm, then,
yeah,
you know, maybe there's a better race in him when there's a bit of cutting the ground. And he's a great rider by Adam Kirby. And I was pleased for Adam Kirby because he works away all winter on the all-weather and obviously widely recognised as one of the best all-weather jockeys in Britain. But he's proven there that it doesn't have to be sand underfoot to win a big race, basically. So I was pleased for him.
Yeah, a very good day at Epsom on Friday. I'm sure it'll be more of the same on Saturday, and we'll look forward to reflecting on that on the next edition of the podcast. Right now though, we're going to look ahead to Sunday's racing, and we'll get Stephen Powell's thoughts on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. From the first race until the last, it's everything to give you the inside track.
Right, then we have Goodwood and Perth domestically, and we're going to look ahead to some of those races now. I will say before we start getting your selection, Stephen, you have a little bit to live up to on this podcast, yes. Because as we record this, the last podcast results were that of Friday's racing podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Mick Norton tipped 3 out of 3 winners.
Did he?
135-1 treble, I think it was, or something like
that. Well done to Mick. I haven't got the experience or the knowledge that Mick's got, so I can tell you now that there probably won't be 3 out of 3 here.
Fair enough.
Although I will try my best, obviously.
Of course, we wouldn't expect anything less, Stephen. The 405 at Goodwood is where we'll start, and this is the Injured Jockeys Fund 50th Anniversary Handicap, a Class 3 handicap over 2 miles. So we start with the stayers here, Stephen, 13 of them in the lineup. Which ones are on your shortlist?
Well, we'll spin through a couple of them. White Nile won 2 races back end of last year and then early this year, but went up quite a lot in the weights for that. And although he's come back down because he's run poorly in his last 2 starts, he's still quite a way above his winning handicap mark, and he's tongue-tied for the first time at White Nile with O'Sheen Murphy on board. I think he probably could do with a little bit more respite and maybe even going back onto the all-weather as well, although he did win on soft ground at Doncaster last year. Rhombus was 3rd on his return behind El Saham over a mile and a half at Ascot in May. It's interesting to see him going up in trip with Tom Queeley aboard. And on the subject of going up in trip, No. 1 London does that as well. And he probably has a shout if he can cope with the step up in trip, but it is a big one for him. It will be interesting to see how he gets on with that. Ashdown Ladder, generally a consistent horse in the field before disappointing last time out, but all in all, generally a trustworthy individual. Whilst we've got Story Writer, who falls into the same category, won on soft ground over this course and distance 17 days ago, just touching off Kashgar, who's also in the lineup, and those two were clear of the remainder. And I'd be surprised if neither of them were involved at the end. Whilst the quarterjack as well, we've got down the bottom, stays well. It's won at Bath and Salisbury, and he's still unexposed at this sort of trip as well, I think, the quarterjack. And he won at Salisbury by a narrow margin, but I think he didn't actually appreciate going back down in trip, having won over 2 mile 1 at Bath. So I think going back up again here will help him, and I think he's got a pretty good chance. And I'm going to side with him as well, the quarterjack. I think he's in good form, as I say, and still being unexposed at this sort of trip. He might be able to get one more win on the board. Kashgar and Story Writer,
both in there. Stora Writers, not really straightforward, so I'll probably just sign with Kashgar to maybe hit the frame as well behind the quarter jack. Okay. Those would be the two against the field.
Okay, the quarter jack to complete the hat-trick in the 4:05 at Goodwood. Going in chronological order, the 4:25 at Perth is the next race we'll look at, and this is the City of Perth Gold Cup Handicap Chase. A big Class 2 handicap chase over 3 miles, and a whole host of runners coming into this in winning form. If we just go through them in race card order: Fentara, Raji, Guess Again, Man With Van, providing he turns up, I think he's declared on Saturday, Lambra Lad, and Hold'em Cowboy, all coming into this with a one next to their name, Stephen. It's wide open.
It is wide open, yeah. We'll start with the last name there, Mark, Hold'em Cowboy, who won comfortably on consecutive days here at Perth at a two-day meeting. Hurdles firstly and chases latterly, but was very impressive for both. Handicappers put him up £15, though, and this race is a complete different kettle of fish to what he encountered last time out, for all that he had run just 24 hours before. David Condon retains the ride on him here. And faster ground will be a slight concern for him as well. His best form, he's on softer ground. At time of recording, good to soft at Perth, but there is a chance it may soften. So Hold'em Cowboy's the confidence behind him, or the confidence behind his chance, lessens with the quicker the ground. And the same really can be said for Fentara, who also likes soft ground. She's absolutely bolted up at Wetherby and at Kelso 3 starts ago. In between, she ran a blinder at Haydock over 3.5 miles when she didn't stay, but she's up to a career high mark of 1.39, which is quite high, but she is in the form of her life, Fentara. Raji, the other Gordon Elliott runner, went easily at Kilbegan. It's up £17 for that, Raji, but that's the first real sign of decent form is shown for a while, to be honest. He's had quite a lot of starts over fences already for a horse who's only 6. And although Abe Pimacore is a very positive, obviously, jockey booking, I'd be happy to take Raji on, because he's been well beaten off considerably lower marks than this, and I think a £17 rise is going to prove too much for him. Guess Again's very interesting. The David Pipe runner won well at Wincanton recently, and he hasn't had much racing, really. He had a decent field last time out. And I think that he may well be able to hit the frame here again. He wears blinkers and a tongue tie. You mentioned Man With Van, who's due to run at Hexham on Saturday, and it'll be interesting if he lines up at Perth as well. Whilst I'll also mention Lambra Lad and Fiddler's Reel. Lambra Lad closely matched with Fiddler's Reel from a run here when Lambra Lad won and Fiddler's Reel was second. He was second again last time, Fiddler's Reel. But at the age of 11, it's hard to say he's not improving, because his form has been better of late, but he's maybe open to less improvement than one or two others. Whilst Lambra Lad, he's from the Peter Bowen Yard, who generally go well at this sort of time of year. All in all, very hard race, to be honest. Sort of talked myself in and out of two or three of them just whilst waffling on there. I'm probably just going to side with Guess Again, I think, for the Pipe Yard. Comes here off the back of a win. Very lightly raced for a 9-year-old. Only put up £5, which is a smidgen in comparison to Hold'em Cowboy and Raji. And I'll take him against the field. And obviously the yard won the race last year as well with Problematique.
Okay, so Guess Again in the 4:25 at Perth.
Probably an apt name, really, as well, to be fair.
The 5:10 at Goodwood is a Class 3 handicap over 7 furlongs. And where do you want to start here? Should we start with Front Page News right down at the bottom of the way? Sprung a bit of a surprise at Newmarket last time.
She did spring a bit of a surprise at Newmarket last time. And obviously, as a result of that, she's gone up £6. Goes into a more difficult race as well. But she won it pretty comfortably, to be honest, in the hands of Frederick Talicki for the Robert Edry Yard. And you know I'm very much a follower of fillies who won last time out, Mark, and yep, think that they'll go well again. So I definitely think that will be the case once more. Of the others, we've got Rouen, who was a very impressive winner at Thirsk 2 starts ago, but then was put up £10 before being well beaten in the Victoria Cup. Obviously, this is going to be easier than the Victoria Cup in theory, but it's still quite a competitive race, and I'd have concerns because the handicappers left him on the same mark So he's £10 higher, which is tricky. Joey's Destiny, generally consistent until finishing down the field at Ascot last time. All of his runs over six. Try seven here. So that will be interesting to see how he fares going over seven with Martin Dwyer aboard. Game mascot is hard to assess, really, after winning at Dovey in the winter and has joined the Tony Carroll yard. So I'd rather watch and wait that one just to see where it sort of falls in. While Footsteps in the Rain is only £3 higher than when winning at Kempton towards the end of last year. Finished eighth on its return to action, and so may well come on for that run. I wouldn't be surprised if that run positively as well. And to be honest, I could go for four or five more and make a case or some sort of positivity for them. But the one I'm going to go with, alongside French Pay News, with 16 runners, hopefully if all 16 get there, French Pay News will just be the selection, but I think Dark Emerald might go well. One on his return at Lingfield Park, only £4 higher. Kieran Fallon takes the ride as well. And I think Brendan Powell's yard haven't been going too badly of late. They had a spell a couple of weeks ago where they did really well. And it was actually, I think, when Dark Emerald won at Lingfield. So I think he'll definitely be in the frame, but Front Page News is selection.
Okay, Front Page News then. In the 5.10 at Goodwood, as always, let's just have a quick summary, Stephen, if you'll spin us through them one more time.
Yeah, the 4.05 at Goodwood, Mark. I'm going to side with the quarter jack to hopefully land the hat-trick. In the 4.25 at Perth, Guess Again to repeat the yards win in the race from 12 months ago for the Pipe Scudamore combo. And in the 5.10 at Goodwood, hopefully Front Page News can follow up her win at Newmarket recently.
Fantastic. Good work, Stephen. Thank you very much. Enjoy it on Sunday.
Thank you, Mark.
So there you go, the thoughts of Stephen Powell on Sunday's racing. You'll hear it live on Racing Radio from 1:55 p.m. with Mick Norton, Rory DeLaghi and Mark Slater in the studio. It's Goodwood and Perth domestically. There's racing over in Ireland from the Curragh as well. So plenty of racing to look forward to. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast and enjoy Sunday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.